Good evening,
Evening.
I almost said afternoon, and I was like,
it's still bright outside these days.
Yeah. When we used to do our show, like, early semester, we pitch black when we would leave.
Yeah, we would leave, and it's, like, the middle of the night.
It'd be like, okay, nighttime, bedtime.
But, like, the last show we did, we left, and we're like, oh, it's sunny! Oh, my God, it's there!
We miss you guys. We haven't seen you in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. We haven't seen you ever.
We haven't talked to you.
Yeah, we haven't. You guys haven't listened to us
We haven't talked at you.
We haven't telly-tuned in quite a while.
Telly-tuned.
We haven't tuned those tellies.
That's a verb.
Put it in the dictionary. Put it in the dictionary. This week, this is a big one. And a good one, too.
It is. Well, it's sad because this is our
last of the semester.
Our last of the school year.
This is our last of. Is this technically season two of Tellytoons?
Yeah, this is the last. Yeah, this is the last episode of season two of Tellytoons. Last show.
That's sad.
It's really sad.
That's sad, guys.
But hopefully we'll see you next year.
Yeah, but fear not. These are the telliest tunes you're going to get. Because this show, so pop culture, so like top 10, top 40. Like this show is on that zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Trust.
For real. So,
Severance. Oh, yes. Did we even say the word?
I don't think we've said the name. So this is our Severance episode. I am so excited. I've been telling Megan to watch this show forever.
Yep.
Forever.
And trust, like, Little Five festivities were about, you know? And you know what? Let me just, PSA, you have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of your mental health.
True.
You have to take care of yourself. And so I took care of myself by watching all of Severance this weekend.
That's what you got to do.
You just got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
First song, let's kick right into it. This is Daydreamin' Blue by iMonster. That you would wake up.
I made the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you. I made the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day. I fell asleep amid the flowers for a couple of hours on a beautiful day. Daydream, I dream of you amid the flowers for a couple of hours. Such a beautiful day. Thank you.
That was Daydreamin' Blue by I, Monster. That is like the song. It plays at the end of the credits twice in the show, once in season one, once in season two. Mm-hmm. And when it plays, you know that shit just went down.
It is so good.
It is such a good show. If I'm just going to say this at the beginning of our show, if you have not watched the entirety of the show, like season one, all of season two, you can watch, you can listen to this episode later when we post it on our website.
There will be spoilers.
There will be spoilers.
There will be.
Please watch it all the way through before you listen, because I think it's such a great show to watch.
Like not knowing anything.
Knowing nothing.
Yes. Knowing nothing. I am not typically, like, if I watch a show, I watch the last episode. I watch the first episode. If I like it, I watch the last episode. If I like it, I keep watching the whole show.
Wait, that's crazy. I did not know that about you.
Oh, yeah.
You watched the last episode?
Yeah.
Did you watch it of this show?
No.
Okay, that's good.
That's what I was going to say. I'm chewing gum, too. I just like, really smacked it because we were told to never chew gum in here, but whatever.
Make it.
I'm a rebel. I like to live life on the edge. So, this show, I didn't get any spoilers except for Joseph spoiled one thing
for
me.
What did he spoil? Was it a big thing? Okay, yeah.
Disclaimer, turn it off.
Turn it off.
Turn it off. Turn it off right now if you don't want to listen to spoilers. Okay, 3, 2, 1. When his Innie and Outie talked to each other.
Oh.
That was what Joseph spoiled. And I was so upset because it was like, that was big.
That was a big
maybe
moment.
It wasn't like a big, like, that's not like a big deal, but it was like an exciting moment that like I didn't think I was ever going to get.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Severance.
Oh my gosh. Okay, can I explain?
Yeah.
Okay. So Severance is a kind of like science fiction dystopian show that takes place in a world very much like our own, but there is like one thing about this universe that's kind of different, and it's that there is this new medical procedure called Severance that has just kind of been a new thing in society. So there's this company, Lumen, that introduced this procedure where workers in the company can decide to have their brain severed, meaning that their work life and home life are split into two different parts of their mind.
They're called an innie and an outie.
Yes.
Your innie is when you are in work.
Yes.
And your outie is when you are out of work.
Yes. So the show features the main character of the show is this guy, Mark Scout, otherwise known as Mark S, and his innie life and his outie life. And basically, Mark is this guy who lost his wife. It was very sad. His wife died in a car accident. And so he got his brain severed to kind of deal with it because he really couldn't work without it. He was very depressed. And so we follow his life on the outside, and we also follow his innie's life and all the different characters within Lumen and also in his personal life, and kind of see them kind of, you know, mesh together.
Yep.
In a weird kind of way. And it's very interesting because this is really the only show where it's like a person can be two different characters, like, if that makes sense. Like, it's one singular person, but they're like
different.
Yeah.
They're like completely different, like, existences. So their outies are like, that is their life. Like, when they are first like severed and they are first like awakened on the severed floor, that's like them being born.
Yeah, the innies.
And oh yeah, the innies, sorry.
No, you're good.
But so then, like, if they ever leave permanently, then that is like the end of the innies' life.
And it's really sad.
It is. It's this very interesting concept to like, but they do a really great job of like portraying it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It is directed by Ben Stiller.
Most of the time,
yeah. And then Adam Scott, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Scott plays Scout.
Mark Scout. I was like, wait, did I mix up the names? And then, so he's like the big actor. And then there's a lot of, everyone in the show is so talented. The DPs of this show are insane.
Britt Lauer, is that her name?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, what is,
So it's just like very, it's like so cinematic. It's like very beautifully shot.
Very well done.
Yeah, but this next song is a Megan pick.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I'm not going to go into it and explain it. Simulation Swarm by Big Thief.
Cutting at the silent clay, a relief, back in deep blue.
Shadows on the moonlit floor, all my stars, winged creatures, gathering in silken height like the last human teachers. Once again, we must bleed new, even as the hours shake, crystal blood like a dream true, a ripple in the wound and wake. You believe, I believe too, that you are the river of light, who I love, that I cling to, in the belly of the empty night. From the 31st floor, a simulation swarm, where the drone of fluorescence flicker, fever fill the form, with a warm dash and a warm touch like we never could before. Fly to you tomorrow. I'm not fighting in this war. I wanna drop my arms and take your arms and walk you to the shore. I remember building an energy shield in your room like a temple. Swallows in the windless field, very thin with your mother. Tall as a pale green tree, very wild, bright as winter. Rising with a prism key, and a child to deliver. Taken with the blood and vine is the first little angel.
That was Simulation Swarm by Big Thief.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
To get a little more into some of the characters of the show, so we talked about Mark.
Yes. And, Mark S.
And then I'm going to talk about the innies. So the innies, that's it's like such
innies,
a funny word.
It's like belly buttons.
It always makes that's me think about belly buttons. So, and I'm just going to talk about the people that, at like Lumen. So when Mark goes to work, he works with Helly R, Dylan G, and Irving B. And Helly R is a new coworker that was introduced because his best friend, Petey, was mysteriously fired. Helly R is the new coworker. And then Dylan G and Irving B have both been there for a while. And they kind of have this, like, tight, close-knit relationship because also they don't see the outside world. Like, this is their family. These are the only people they really interact with. Helly R does not want to be there from the beginning. She is very suspicious of, like, oh, I only have half a life. I only have half a brain. I don't like that. Like, I don't really have a choice to be here. And very early on in the show, you get the vibe that Lumen is up to no good. Lumen is, like, sneaky. They are very, like, a corrupt company. And the innies are very much just, like, controlled. And they do a lot of, like, manipulation. They even, I would say, do psychological torture to these
individuals.
Yeah.
So they, they're doing this work that is called mysterious and important. The work is mysterious and important. The work is mysterious and important. That's their thing.
Yeah.
They don't know what it is that they're doing, but they sit at desks and there's a bunch of numbers that move in front of their faces. And so they have to select certain numbers that make them feel certain emotions. And then they categorize those emotions, or they categorize those numbers. They have no idea what it is that they're sorting. Some people speculate that Irving thinks that they're getting rid of the swear words in movies.
He's so sweet.
And I don't remember what the other one said it was.
Dylan G has this whole theory that the world is like so dystopian and like just like ruined, and that they're like blowing up like sea creatures in the sea. And they're like, because it's like the world is like taken over by the sea. Because
they don't know what time they're living in. They don't know where they're living. They don't know anything about their outside lives. So they're all working on these like computers and stuff, and Helly R doesn't get it. And she, Mark S, right as Helly R comes into the workplace or into the severed floor, Mark S gets promoted to manager. Right?
Yes, he does, yeah.
Of macro data refinement, and for short, MDR. And so Helly R is kind of his first recruit. So it's his first person that he's training. So
training meaning like her first time like waking up and existing in the world, he's like there.
He's
explaining
like,
it to her.
Yes. And so Helly R tries to leave repeatedly. She's like, yeah, I want to leave. And then she keeps walking right back in the door. And so she leaves again. She walks right back in the door. So she's kind of like, what the hell is going on?
The hell?
Helly. Uh-oh. So we kind of just see that she has the choice. She's given the choice to leave, but she really can't leave.
Yeah. And she does this thing where she submits a leave request to her Audi, and which her Audi sends her video back basically being like, no, this is denied. And Helly just keeps doing these very drastic things to get Lumen to let her leave. And eventually her Audi sends her a tape being like, you are not a person, I am.
Yep.
And I think that is just kind of the outlook that Lumen has on them, is that they are not people. And it is very messed up. And
it is. Helly has like repeatedly tried to like harm herself, hurt herself, kill herself. And Helly, her Audi,
to make it nicer.
Just trying to not, you know, her Audi responds saying, and if you ever try to like hurt me, I'm going to make you live long enough to regret
that. Regret it.
Which is just crazy. Evil. And then Helly really has a realization that even herself, her Audi, like it's her, doesn't deem her a human being,
which is crazy. Yeah. And so the innies all kind of have things that they are dealing with like these struggles with being like locked in Lumen and only basically living to work. And so this next song is kind of basically about that, kind of just like a corrupt company and basically just living to work. This is Working for the Knife by Mitski.
Start the day high.
that was Working for the Knife by Mitski. I really like that song.
That's a beautiful one.
I love Mitski. But yeah, to get into more of, well, I guess the question.
The big question. The question. The last time for a few months.
I got so stupid.
Ever.
No. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So, who's your favorite character, and what character do you think you are?
Okay, my favorite character, oh my gosh, I can't decide. Either so Irving B. or Helly R.
I love Irv. He is so my favorite.
Love him so much. But also, I just think Helly is such a baddie, and she's a bad B, and I think she's just such a good, like, just, like, I love the, like, female, like, dystopian, like, revolution leaders, and I feel like that's what she is in such a different way. Like, to me, she's my Katniss Everdeen. Like,
okay, yeah, I'm like, seeing that.
Like, no, she's not written in the way that, like, other, like teen dystopians are, and I wouldn't even, like, say that. I would say this is more just, like, creepy science fiction than anything, but it's, like, I love her. I think she's just the baddest bee ever.
She is.
And then character I think I'm, like, in the outside world, Mark's sister, Devin.
Oh, she's awesome.
She's the best.
She is the best.
I love her so much.
I think I am, well, my favorite character is Mark S., classic.
Aww.
He's just my favorite. He's just
Wait, so in, like, any Mark is your favorite? Or is it, like, Mark as a whole?
I think Mark as a whole.
Oh, wow.
I'm not
controversial.
Is that?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like...
No, get
actually,
out. Yep.
No, I actually don't know what I was going to say. Well, I know a lot of people after the finale online did not like any Mark.
Hold on. Hold on.
But
let's talk about
okay,
that.
Are we going to talk about the
yeah,
finale?
Yeah, let's talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, okay, okay. What character do you
Oh, what character
are?
I think I am? I think that I am
you
Dylan G. I think I'm Dylan G.
The office
He's,
goofball.
Like, so real.
He's so real.
Like, he is...
Christian!
I love... Yeah, I think I'm Dylan G. I think I'm any Dylan G. Audi Dylan G sounds like a bit
Stinker
of a
butt.
Loser. But I think my favorite, yeah, my favorite is Mark S. My favorite is just Mark as a whole.
I do like that.
Let's talk about the finale.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched Severance, don't want any spoilers, turn it off.
Turn
it off right now. We're gonna talk about the finale in 3, 2, 1. I don't understand the discourse over that decision.
And no, here's the thing. I don't either.
I don't think that Mark S. is a bad person.
No, he's not.
For having... Okay, so the last episode.
Yeah.
If you've seen it, you know what we're talking about. There is a bit of a decision between... Spoilers! Gemma and Helly.
Yes.
And so, do you watch, like, the after credits?
I haven't actually seen them because I was waiting to, like, finish the show and then go back and watch all of them.
It's good. So they do, like, these little, like, BTS, or not really BTS, but, like talking about how things were made and why things were made the way they were. So I watched, like, the little, like, after credits thingy to see what the decisions were. And Adam Scott talks about it so brilliantly, and he says, oh, my God, it's just, I love how he spoke about this because, Mark S., any Mark S., doesn't have... He is looking at Gemma outside the door, and he has no feelings for her.
It's just a random woman.
Mm-hmm, but he hears Helly say, Mark, and he turns around, and he doesn't know... He's not thinking about the future. He's just thinking about right there. He has no feelings for the woman that he's looking at, so he turns around, and he doesn't know what they're doing. They have no idea.
And he and Helly run off in the sunset.
They run off into the sunset, which is just... like red and white flashing lights. And the thing that's so interesting about that, and people have theories that Helly already told Mark that no, there's no us. Like, I don't really exist because, like, he knows who her Audi is. And, like, without, you know, Helly R is not the person that, like, Helena is.
Yeah.
But so that last, the people have theories that that wasn't actually Helly saying, Mark, they think it was Helena.
Well, and the actress confirmed that that's not true.
When did you confirm that?
Like, it was very shortly after the episode.
Oh, I think the actress, I'm going to have to watch that.
I think the actress and the writers were all like, no, that was Helly.
That's sick and twisted. Okay, that I hate. And for that, I hate Helly R. Because that's, I'm going to have to literally look at that because for some reason I don't believe you. But
when I said that, she looked at me like so skeptical.
Because that's crazy. But
also, sometimes actors lie. Because Elle Purnell said that Shauna and Jackie were in love and she was lying.
But also, like, has it even been, like, written yet? Has it been, like, released? Like, have the actors even read the script yet? Like, that's what I'm curious about.
I don't know.
But because it was, it's just such, Gabrielle, oh my God.
She's like, you're getting a call right now. You are on the air.
Hold on. I'm just going to answer because this is so funny. Gabrielle, I'm literally, okay, bye. But so,
that was really funny.
Mark turns around and runs with her. People think they have a plan. People think that Helly and Mark had a plan. Yeah. And that's why she's like, Mark. Because Helly wouldn't have done that. Helly wouldn't have done it. So it's either Helena or they had a plan to go do something else. To save all the innies.
Yeah. I think that they genuinely really just only wanted to be together for, like, as long as they could. It was like, why would we cut it off short? They, like, we are going to wait until they rip us apart. I feel like that was what
then
I was
why
thinking.
Not wait at the door? That's the, like, that was the thing is, like, it's so intentional that they ran. So why I'm so confused? I don't know. I'm curious.
I don't know. Yeah. But I just have to say something about the finale really quick is that when I watched it, well, first of all, me and Megan had very different watching experiences of the show.
Oh, did we?
Well, I watched it when it first came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then I waited 3 years, 3 years for this season. And I didn't think it was ever going to happen. And then when I watched it, I waited week to week for each episode. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even watch it when it first started because me and my dad were waiting to, like, start it together. And
that's how I watched Yellow Jackets. Yeah. We've had different experiences.
Yeah, for real. I know. I feel like this is my Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
Like, this is the show that I've been telling you to watch.
Yellow Jackets is my Yellow Jackets. Go on.
And so when I was watching it, I was like, I started crying very early into it. Like, I started sobbing, like, not even at
into the
end.
Finale?
Yes. Not even at, like, right at the end, but when he, like, finds Gemma, I just, waterworks.
Same!
And I, the entire episode, I have never felt, like, had such a visceral reaction to a show where, like, my heart was beating out of my chest. I felt like I was going to vomit from how anxious I was. And then I just sobbed harder than I had cried about probably anything in my entire life. And I was just, like, sobbing on the couch. And I was watching it with my brother, who does not have any emotions when it comes to TV. And he was like, what's wrong with you?
Oh my gosh.
Like, you don't understand.
You don't get it. I saved the last episode for yesterday and I watched
it yesterday. God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I was like working up to it, but I had so much stuff to do this week, guys, since finals and getting to finals and stuff. But yeah, so I saved it for yesterday. So I watched it yesterday and oh wow, so good. Because like everything through the whole season is kind of just like this tension is like building up, and then in that finale, like everything comes out, like all the violence that's been built up, all of like the love that's been built up and like caged is like oh my gosh, it's so well done.
Yeah, well, you definitely have a fresher pair of eyes to it than me, but yeah. Moving on to some music. I picked this song for Helly R, just kind of like an angry kind of girl song. I feel like Fiona Apple is so Helly R. So this is A Mistake by Fiona Apple. I had fun fumbling around. Oh, That was a mistake by Fiona Apple. To me, that song is playing down those fluorescent lighted hallways while Helly is doing her little strut. Like, I'm about to make a bad decision.
Okay, but girl.
But I don't care what they do, because I feel like she is just so defiant and just goes against anything that Lumen wants. Also, I don't know if we explained for the people who haven't seen the show. So, like,
Helly, her Audi.
Yeah. Helly R's Audi is like the daughter of the like head of the company.
Helena Egan.
So Lumen is like owned by the Egans. It was founded by Keir Egan, and there's this weird culty vibe where they all like worship him. They call him like grandfather. They say praise Keir.
It's so weird. Yeah. And like anytime they do anything good, it's like it's really like so weird. Like they meet Quota or whatever, and there was this weird animation of like Keir flying.
Yeah.
And it's just like so strange. But there's a moment where they all do like the OTC. What's it?
The Orbo?
No, Orbo? Not that.
Oh.
Where they all, like, the override thingy or whatever.
Oh!
Over something contingency.
The overtime contingency.
Overtime contingency.
We got it, guys.
They, Dylan G, breaks into the, like, security room and does the overtime contingency, which has their Audis, has their innies come out when they are out.
Yes.
And they're all kind of discovering who they are as like their outie. And Helly realizes that she's an Egan, and she's giving a talk about Severance because she, as part of the company, wants to like, you know, prove that Severance isn't so bad.
Yeah.
And then like Helly took over and is like, guys, we're miserable. It's like, don't believe it kind of thing. Like, this is bad. But then Helena comes back in and tells everyone that she's like, oh, I was a little drunk. I thought it would be funny.
PR stunt. That's the word I was looking for.
But yeah, that was like the like craziest plot twist.
It was so crazy.
I didn't know what to expect.
To me, the craziest plot twist was that, spoiler, Gemma is alive.
Oh, I knew it. I called it. I called it.
That's crazy.
I literally, because there was a moment, I don't remember what season it was in, but they said, like, oh, they don't recognize each other. And I was like, that's the dead wife. That's the dead wife.
Oh, but I didn't even catch that early on.
Right when it happened, I called Joseph and I was like, I'm guessing. And I was correct.
I didn't even, like, the way I was so, like,
hey, they did a good job doing the show. But, Mark. So, Innie Mark has fallen for Helly R.
Yes.
But Audi Mark is still, like, of course, in love with who he thinks is dead wife.
Mm-hmm. He's heartbroken.
Gemma. He's really her. Heartbroken.
And then through his innie, finds out that she's alive, and is like, it's all from that point. It's like, that is his reason to keep going. Like, that's his reason to show up to work, because he is trying to break her out of Lumen, because Gemma is alive and trapped in Lumen.
Crazy.
And yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm not going to play the song that I was going to play.
Okay,
let's keep things moving.
Okay. Switching up the
vibes. This one is like switching up the vibe. Let's bring it back up. Going up, going down. Innie, Audi, this is Elevator Operator by Courtney Barnett.
All of the hall, 20 years old. Thick head of hair, worries he's going. Everywhere.
That was Elevator Operator by Courtney Barrett.
Barnett.
Barnett. Yeah, me and Megan are yapping back here, and sometimes we'll notice that the song's about to end.
And they were like, oh! The way we, like, lock in is crazy.
That was a really upbeat song. So,
I'm trying to bring
choose
you
that song for, like, the elevator.
Elevator vibes. But, like, there's so many days in the series where, like, Mark is like, I'm not going to go to work. So I think that one's kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to go to work today. Gonna count the days that the trains by the way. Or whatever. But,
fire. Yeah. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you. Of course. That's what I'm saying. One of these days, we should just, like, sing all of the songs.
I think we should.
Because it'd be so funny.
We should do, like, a Glee episode, but instead of... we're just like... I was going to, like...
Da, 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 da.
She got it.
Oh, my gosh. Me and Joseph do that all the time. That's so funny. We'll just do, like... We'll sing the whole song, but only do, like, the acapella in the background. Sorry.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but this next song is another Chloe pick.
Yes. So, this song, I knew, like, way before we even said we were getting to this episode that I was going to play the song when we finally did it. If I had the skills to be, like, a TikTok editor, I would edit Mark and Helly to this song.
Ugh.
Maybe now, Mark and Gemma, I think you can interpret it either way. I just think the song has the lyrics. I'll point, like, one specific line out after you listen to it, but I think the lyrics have a lot to do with it. And kind of the vibe is, like, so just, like, tortured romance. So this is What Are We Gonna Do Now by Indigo D'Souza.
What are we gonna do now? Sleeping outside with a red nose. So you're sleeping in bed with your day clothes on. What are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do, sweetheart? You're still kitchen. And we're still on hold with the nurses. When we gonna wake up in some cubicle cell with our shifts tucked? I'll be the one What?
was What Are We Gonna Do Now by Indigo D'Souza. Yeah, I really like that song. There's one lyric that, like, when I heard the song, I was like, this is so Mark and Helly. It is, let me find it. The line is, when are we gonna wake up in some cubicle cell with our shirts tucked? And I can just, like, see them, because it's like one, like, literally just woke up one day and we're in a cubicle cell. How crazy is that? So in my mind, this song is about severance. It's also, what are we gonna do now? Like, what are Mark and Helly gonna do?
But sorry. Yeah, I for one am a big fan of Mark and Helly. Because honestly, they didn't really show too much of Mark and Gemma at the beginning. So the very end scene wasn't super upsetting for me. First of all, knowing that, like, wait, right? Okay, yeah. Knowing the, like, choice behind why Mark kind of, like, wavered between the two, like, it makes sense. You know, he had no feelings for the woman he was looking at, but he did have feelings for Helly.
He did.
But when I showed Mark and Gemma back together again, oh my god,
that episode was so when they reunited,
it made me so, like, oh my gosh, that, like, really pulled on my heartstrings, like, the way that such a brilliant actor Adam Scott is, like, between his innie and his outie, and between, like, being in love with each woman, like, each story is just so, like, heartfelt, and I love each of them, like, together. After watching it all, I don't have a preference who over who.
Yeah. In my opinion, like, it's just heartbreaking because it's just, like, in a perfect world, Mark S. would be with Helly, and Mark Scout would be
with Gemma.
And it's just, like, it's just not possible. And it's, like, they each deserve to be with the person that they love. And it's just, like, I don't think that you should get, like, I don't think that anyone can pick and say that one love is more important than the other. And I think that was Mark S.'s whole point throughout the episode, is just, like, his life is as important as anyone else's life. And I think he saved Gemma because he was, like, yes, her life is important. And he understood that as, like, seeing her as a severed individual, not seeing her as this person who deserves to go back into the real world as, like, an outie. And I think that if you are mad at Mark because you think that he should have, like, Mark and Gemma should have ended up with each other and you just see it as a love triangle, I think you're kind of missing the point of the show.
But also, there's a whole other season, so that will be coming out soon. Well, in 2 years, probably. But
I'll cry.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Ms. Next song, Chloe Pig. Like,
do you want to do your ending song? Because I don't think we're... We're going to switch it up. This next song.
Let's see. It might not be our last song. Yeah, it's pretty short.
Oh, okay.
So, should we play another song before? Hold on. Let's do the math really quickly. This one? Ooh. That's a short one as well, but they're both my songs.
You can play them both.
Okay.
Sorry,
this
guys.
This one is just another one for my Mark. My Marky boy. Marky Mark. This is Never There by Cake.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. Fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey! You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you care, but when I need you, baby, baby, take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me? We're always on this
That was Never There by Cake. And for this last song, because I have to speedily play it, this one, just, you go. It makes perfect sense. I feel like this is so, like, Lumen's anthem, bro.
Oh my gosh,
am I
so
right? This is Bourgeoisies by Conan Gray.
I'm not going to say the name.
That was Bourgeoisies by Conan Gray.
Yes.
And this has been Teletoons with Megan Clough for the last time of this semester.
That's so sad.
That is really, really sad.
If you guys miss us over the summer, which you should,
text us.
Also,
follow our Instagram.
If you go to our Instagram and our bio, we have a link to our website. I think it's like Teletoons-Megan Clough or something like that. Yep. I don't know the exact name, but all our episodes, most of our episodes are on there and you can listen to them. Have a great end of semester. Have
a great summer.
Great summer.
Our innies are out.
Oh, that's good. Goodbye.